Let's listen to God's word. Escuchemos la palabra de Dios. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. No como el pacto que hice con sus padres el día que tomé su mano para sacarlos de la tierra de Egipto, porque ellos invalidaron mi pacto, aunque fui yo un marido para ellos, dice Jehová. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my law in their minds, and I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more. Y no enseñará más ninguno a su prójimo, ni ninguno a su hermano, diciendo, conoce a Jehová, porque todos me conocerán. Desde el más pequeño de ellos hasta el más grande, dice Jehová, porque perdonaré la maldad de ellos y no me acordaré más de su pecado. This is God's word. It's la palabra de Dios. Would you pray with me? ¿Podría orar conmigo? Good and gracious God, Dios lleno de misericordia y bondad. Without you, sin ti, no podemos hacer nada. We can do nothing. So we ask for your help. Pedimos tu ayuda en esta mañana, Señor, para entender tu escritura, to understand your word, to apply it to our life, para aplicar nuestra vida, para poder caminar en obediencia a tu, that we might walk in obedience to you, in friendship, in amistad, in compañerismo, and in fellowship with you, y en amistad y compañerismo contigo, Señor. May the words of my mouth, que las palabras de mi boca y la meditación, and the meditation of all of our hearts here together, la meditación de todos nuestros corazones aquí juntos en este lugar, sea agradable, may it be acceptable and pleasing y aceptable ante ti. Oh Lord, oh Señor, nuestra roca, our rock, and our redeemer, y nuestro redentor. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Pueden tomar su asiento. You may be seated. The title of the sermon, el título del sermón es Perdón y Amistad. Forgiveness and Friendship. Forgiveness and Friendship. I want to ask a question, begin by asking a question. Quiero comenzar preguntando una pregunta. ¿Para qué es el perdón? What is forgiveness for? Especially when we talk about forgiveness that God offers, especialmente cuando hablamos de el perdón que Dios ofrece. ¿Para qué es el perdón? What is forgiveness for? Maybe to get to heaven, quizás para entrar al cielo. Estaba en un aeropuerto hace una semana o dos semanas at an airport, just about 2 weeks ago, and I was watching, y estaba mirando todas las personas entrando al avión. I was watching all the people entering the plane. And you know, y ustedes saben que si ha entrado en un avión, if you've been on a plane, ahora lo puede recibir en su ticket en su teléfono. You can get your ticket on your phone, your boarding pass, right? And everybody walks up, y todos caminan así hacia a la entrada y ponen su teléfono, and they put their phone there, and then there's a beep, y lo suena, beep, beep, beep. O si tiene su papel, or if you have a paper, you just scan it, right? Y hay un sonido, and there's a little sound, and it means you can go in. Y quiere decir que puede entrar, ¿verdad? But there's sometimes, pero hay veces, que pone su teléfono, like you put your phone there, and it goes, beep, 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 beep. And everybody Y todos, sí, a veces hay otro sonido y todos se panaquean. That's not a word. Sí, yes. You know, I used to think, yo antes pensaba que así era, para eso era el perdón. I used to think that that's what forgiveness was for. Like one day, un día, todos nos vamos a morir. You know, none of us gets out of this alive. Un día, 100% de nosotros nos vamos a morir. Y vamos a entrar, and we're going to, you know, going to heaven, vamos a ir al cielo. Yo pensaba, I thought that that was the image. Yo pensaba que esa era la imagen. Todos íbamos a ir con nuestro papelito. We were all going to enter with our little barcode that says, I'm forgiven, que dice, yo soy perdonado. Y vamos a entrar ahí, quizás está San Pedro ahí, maybe St. Peter's there at the gate. Y vamos a poner nuestro papelito. We're going to put our little paper there. Beep, 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 beep. And you better hope that yours says beep. And not, burr, 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 burr. Oh no! Oh, that's the reason they call it the terminal, right? I thought that's what forgiveness was for. Yo pensaba que es para eso era el perdón. Para un día volar. So one day I can fly away. Right? Pero, hay más. There's more. For in this passage, in este pasaje, aprendemos que Dios, that God forgives his people, perdona a su pueblo, pero lo hace para una razón más grande, but he does it for a much greater reason. God forgives his people, Dios perdona a su pueblo para poder tener amistad con su pueblo. God forgives his people so that they can have friendship, fellowship with one with another. Para poder tener amistad, para poder tener compañerismo unos con otros. Esto es, this is why God forgives his people. Esto es la razón por cual Dios perdona a su pueblo. Anoten, notice that as we go through this passage, mientras caminamos por este pasaje, Dios nos dice lo que va a hacer. God tells us what he is going to do. God says, Dios dice, yo voy a hacer un nuevo pacto. I am going to make a new covenant. A new covenant with my people. And then by the time we get to the bottom, y luego cuando ya llegamos al fin, al versículo 34 to verse 34, the reason, la razón que Dios hace todo esto, dice, esa es la razón. This is the reason, for I will forgive my people. Yo voy a hacer este nuevo pacto. ¿Por qué? Porque va a haber perdón. Because there's going to be forgiveness. En otras palabras, in other words, el perdón de Dios, the forgiveness of God, el perdón de Dios es la fundación is the foundation for our relationship with Him, es la fundación de nuestra relación con Él. Amados, beloved, on this morning, en esta mañana, Dios quiere hacer más, God wants to do more than just forgive you, solamente perdonarlo a usted. God wants to enter into fellowship with you. Dios quiere entrar en compañerismo con usted. Ahora, yo sé, si usted ha crecido en la iglesia, now I know, if you've grown up in church like I did, como yo, el mensaje era esto, the message was this, you are full of sin, tú estás lleno de pecado, necesitas el perdón de Dios, you need God's forgiveness, the end. So that one day you can go to heaven, para que un día puedas ir al cielo, so one day you can go to heaven. Okay, what do I do now? Ahora, ¿qué hago ahorita? ¿Qué hago mientras? What do I do in the in-between time? In the in-between time, en ese tiempo intermedio, Dios quiere tener compañerismo con usted. God wants to enter into fellowship with you, con usted. El metodista John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, John Wesley, used to say this. He said, why just be forgiven? ¿Por qué solamente ser perdonado? Why not be transformed? ¿Por qué no ser transformado? Why just forgiveness? Why do we settle for just forgiveness? ¿Por qué nomás pensamos que todo lo que necesitamos es perdón? ¿Por qué no transformación? Why not transformation? I want to submit this morning, quiero someter en esta mañana, que muchos de nosotros, many of us, que la razón, quizás, that maybe the reason why we find ourselves in the state we are, nos encontramos en el estado, es porque siempre escuchamos esta necesidad para perdón, is that many times we heard this need for forgiveness, but we never, pero nunca, recibimos esta necesidad, but we never understood this need for fellowship with God, para relación con Dios, para la transformación que Dios nos trae. We never really got this need for friendship, a friendship that changes us all the way to our heart. Like Jeremiah says, así como dice Jeremías. On this morning, en esta mañana, quizás usted, maybe you, have been forgiven. Quizás usted ha sido perdonado. Quizás usted ha ponido su confianza. Maybe you've placed your trust in God for forgiveness, for His forgiveness. Maybe you're here. Quizás usted está aquí y usted dice, and you say, yeah, no, I know. I've messed up pretty bad. He hecho unas cosas malas. Yo sé que necesito perdón. I know I need forgiveness. But on this morning, I want to ask, en esta mañana quisiera preguntar, is there friendship? ¿Hay una amistad que usted tiene con Dios? Is there a friendship that you have with God? Is it a friendship? ¿Es una amistad que lo ha cambiado, que lo ha transformado? Is it a friendship that has transformed you? Is it a friendship that has changed you all the way down to your heart? ¿Es una amistad que lo ha cambiado el corazón? Eso es lo que Dios desea. This is what God desires. Ahí aprendemos una palabra. Here we read this word. Leímos una palabra, esta palabra que dice pacto. Means, this word that says covenant. Today we hear a lot of people who say, I have a relationship with God, a personal relationship with God. Muchas personas dicen, yo tengo una relación con Dios. En la Biblia, in the Bible, the word covenant, la palabra pacto, eso es lo que quiere decir. That's what it means. It's a relationship with God. Pero es aún más, but it's even more than a partnership. It's more than a relationship. Es más que una relación. It's a partnership. Es una vida conyugal. In other words, two people coming together, dos personas que vienen para cumplir algo, to accomplish something. We saw this in Genesis. Vimos esto en Genesis, donde Dios llama a Adán y Eva, where God calls Adam and Eve, and He recruits them as partners. Y los llama como socios para poder traer más vida al mundo, in order to bring more life into the world. And then He does it again with Noah. Y luego lo hace de nuevo con Noé. Y esta relación, and this relationship, is with the entire world. Es con todo el mundo, con todas las criaturas, with all creatures on earth. God has a relationship with the birds that you saw this morning on your way to church. And the trees. Dios tiene una relación con los pájaros que usted vio en esta mañana. Con los árboles, con la tierra, with the dirt. God has a relationship. Dios tiene una relación. Y luego llama a una familia. And then He calls a family. He enters into this relationship with a family, with Abraham's family, con la familia de Abraham. Y dice, and He says, Abraham, te voy a bendecir. I'm going to bless you so that you can bless the entire world. Yo te voy a bendecir para que tú seas de bendición a todo el mundo. Es más que una vida conyugal. This is even more than a partnership. Es covenant, este pacto, es un matrimonio. It's a marriage. It's a marriage. Did you hear that? Did you read that? ¿Leyó eso? Si tienes su Biblia, ahí lo tiene en versículo 32. If you have it there in your Bible, verse 32, God says, it's not going to be like that covenant, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them. Dios dice esto. Dios dice, este pacto nuevo va a ser diferente, porque ellos invalidaron mi pacto, aunque yo fui marido para ellos. This relationship that God has with His people, esta relación que Dios tiene con su pueblo, es más que una vida conyugal. It's more than a partnership. It's a marriage. Es un matrimonio. And here, y aquí Dios dice que es un matrimonio quebrantado. And here, God says, it's a broken marriage. It's a broken marriage. God says, Dios dice, yo entré a esta relación con mi pueblo. God said, I entered into this relationship with my people. I entered into this marriage. Yo entré a este matrimonio. Y ahora, and now, este matrimonio es un matrimonio quebrantado. And now, this marriage is a broken marriage. You know, usted sabe qué tan grave, you know how serious broken marriages can be. Usted conoce qué tan grave matrimonios quebrantados pueden ser. No solamente afectan, it not only affects the people in the marriage, no solamente afecta a las personas en el matrimonio, afecta los hijos, it affects the children. In fact, it affects the whole family, afecta toda la familia, toda la sociedad, all of society. All of the community is affected. Toda la comunidad es afectada. Cuando un matrimonio es quebrantado, when there is a broken marriage, this is how serious. Eso es que tan serio que esto es. Esta es la gravedad. This is the gravity that we see here. This relationship is broken and the whole world is affected. Esta relación es quebrantada. Este matrimonio es quebrantado y todo el mundo, all of the world is affected. And here God says, I'm going to make a new covenant. Y ahora Dios dice, voy a hacer un nuevo pacto. Ah, qué bueno, Dios, ya te vas a deshacer con esas personas. Oh, good God, you're going to go find a new relationship, new partners, nuevas personas, right? Oh, no, it's actually with the same people. Oh, no, es con las mismas personas. Una nueva relación, a new relationship con las mismas personas. Una nueva relación con las mismas personas. A new relationship with the same people. This is how you know God, you know, isn't a modern person. Así sabemos que Dios no es una persona moderna, ¿verdad? Because today, porque hoy aprendemos, we learn that, you know, everything is disposable. Todo lo echamos a la basura, you know. The whole world, toda la sociedad, all society is, you know, everything's disposable and everything is upgradable, right? If you want a new iPhone, if you want the iPhone X 15 Pro Max Plus Plus Squared, right? What do? You just throw this one away. Tiramos esta a la basura. And we get a new one. Y recibimos una nueva, right? Everything is disposable. Todo lo tiramos. Y a veces tratamos nuestras relaciones así. And sometimes we treat our relationships this way. I don't like that person. No me gusta esa persona. La voy a echar a la basura. I'm going to just dispose of them. And find a new person. Voy a encontrar una nueva persona. But God is different. Pero Dios es diferente. God doesn't replace his people. Dios no reemplaza. Is that the word?
Reemplaza.
Thank you. My East Coast Spanish translator right here. Dios reemplaza. No reemplaza. Dios renueva. God renews his people. Dios renueva su pueblo. He renews his people. And how does he do it? ¿Cómo lo hace? Ofreciendo perdón. By offering forgiveness. By offering forgiveness. And it's a forgiveness. Es un perdón que le costó su vida. That cost him his life. Later on, seguimos leyendo, vemos en el Nuevo Testamento, in the New Testament, that God comes to us, que Dios viene a nosotros en Jesucristo, in Jesus Christ, and he gives his life, y da su vida, da sangre, he gives his blood, so that we could be forgiven, para que nosotros podamos perdonar, ser perdonados. Now you ask, ahora usted pregunta, why can't God just forgive? ¿Por qué solamente Dios no solamente puede perdonar? Because nobody can just forgive. Porque nadie solamente puede nomás perdonar. You try to just forgive. Usted trate de nomás perdonar. You know, if you have a pulse, usted está vivo en esta mañana. Usted sabe que cuando alguien lo ha ofendido a usted, that when somebody has offended you, that hurts. Duele. It hurts. And you are left with two options. Y usted tiene dos opciones. Usted trata que you try to transfer that pain so that that person can feel how much it hurt you. Usted pasa ese dolor, se lo pasa a la otra persona, Or you absorb it. O lo absorba. You absorb it. You don't transfer it. No se lo pasa a la otra persona. In Jesus Christ, in Jesucristo, la Biblia nos dice, the Bible tells us, that God, que Dios tomó, that God absorbed, Dios absorbió todo ese dolor, all of that pain, all of that sin, todo ese pecado, todo ese mal, all of that evil upon himself, sobre él mismo. Para nosotros, for us. So that we could live, para poder vivir, y ahora tener compañerismo con él, and have fellowship and friendship with him. This is what God does. Esto es lo que Dios hace por nosotros, amados. This is what God does for you, for me. He forgives us, nos perdona, para que nosotros podamos tener compañerismo con él, that we might have friendship and fellowship, so that we can be partners, para poder ser socios de nuevo en este mundo, in this world. This is what God does. Esto es lo que Dios hace. No reemplaza a las personas. He did not replace people. He renews people. Renueva personas. Los transforma. He transforms them. He does not throw his people in the trash. No tira a su pueblo en la basura. Pero los transforma. He transforms them. Did you read that? ¿Leo eso? ¿Cómo lo dice Jeremías? How Jeremiah says it. It will not be like that covenant. No va a ser como ese pacto. Así va a ser. This is how it's going to be. I'll put my law in their minds. I'll write it on their hearts. That I will be their God. They will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. Why? Because I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. This is una transformación del corazón. This is a transformation of the heart. I want to ask another question. Quisiera preguntar otra pregunta. How would your life change? ¿Cómo cambiaría su vida? If you knew, si usted sabía que era una persona completamente amada por Dios, if you knew that you were fully and deeply loved by God, how would your life change? ¿Cómo cambiaría su vida? En esta mañana, on this morning, there are all sorts of people here. Hay muchas diferentes personas aquí. There's all sorts of people around us, alrededor de nosotros, en nuestra familia, in our family, in our workplace, en nuestro trabajo. And many people, y muchas personas, están trabajando por amor. Many people are working for love. Many people are working for love. They're working for acceptance. Están trabajando para ser aceptados. If I just work hard enough, si trabajo lo suficiente, voy a ganar suficiente dinero. I'm going to make enough money. Y luego me van a querer las personas. And then people will like me. Si trabajo lo suficiente, if I work enough, I will be successful. Voy a ser una persona exitosa. Y voy a tener amigos. And I'm going to have friends. If I just say the right things, si digo las cosas correctas, si me porto bien, if I behave the right way around people, then people will accept me. Entonces las personas me van a aceptar, van a ser mis amigos, they're going to be my friends, and I'm going to be happy. Voy a ser una persona feliz. Many people are working for love. Muchas personas están trabajando por amor, para recibir amor, to receive love. But the vision of the Bible, pero la visión de la Biblia es diferente, es so radically different. Because the vision here, la visión aquí, es que no necesitamos trabajar por amor. Is that we don't have to work for love. We work from love. Amamos de un corazón lleno de amor. There's a radical difference there. Hay una a diferencia radical ahí, amados. Hay una diferencia radical ahí. You no longer have to work for love. You no longer have to work to be accepted. Ya no tiene usted que trabajar para ser amado. Ya no necesita trabajar para ser aceptado o amado. You already are. Ya lo es. Deje que eso cambie su vida. Let that change your life. It's going to change everything about you. You know how you know? When that begins to change you. ¿Usted sabe cuando eso lo empieza a cambiar? Cuando usted fracasa, when you fail. You begin to see it. Lo va a ver. Because sometimes people fail. A veces las personas fracasan. Y dicen, ya terminó mi vida. My life is over. I know I talked about this book last week. Ya hablé de este libro. Lo acabo de terminar. I just finished reading it. From Strength to Strength, Arthur Brooks. Él dice que las personas más exitosas, he says that the people who are the most successful in their lives, when they retire, cuando retiran, no saben qué hacer. They don't know what to do anymore. Because so many of them, muchos de ellos pusieron su identidad, they placed their identity in the stuff that they did, en las cosas que hicieron, en el dinero que ganaron, in the money that they made, in the influence that they had, en la influencia que ellos tenían. He talked about one person said, una persona dijo, I went from who's who to who's that. I thought that was really good. I don't know how to translate that in Spanish. But that's how life is. Así es la vida. En un momento, todos nos reconocen. In one moment, everybody recognizes us. And in the next moment, nobody knows who you are. Nadie lo conoce. In one moment, usted tenía todo el poder, toda la influencia. In one moment, you had power and you had influence and you had love and acceptance. Tenía amor y las personas lo aceptaban. Y luego en el otro momento no tenía nada. In one moment, you had nothing. The people, las personas de Dios, the people of God say, las personas de Dios dicen, I lost everything, yo perdí todo, pero tengo todo lo que cuenta. I have everything that counts. I belong to God. Yo pertenezco a Dios. Pase lo que pase, whatever happens, I have friendship and fellowship with God. Yo tengo amistad y compañerismo con Dios. Amados, en esta mañana, this morning, God wants to do more. Dios quiere hacer más que solamente perdonarlo, than just forgive you. It's a good place to start. It's un lugar bueno para comenzar. Pero Dios lo quiere transformar, but God wants to transform you. God wants to enter into fellowship and friendship with you. Dios quiere transformarlo y tener amistad y compañerismo con usted. This is good news, beloved. Estas son buenas nuevas, amados. Porque en esta relación, because in this relationship, God will change you. Dios lo va a cambiar a usted. This means, has many implications. Esto tiene muchas implicaciones. Una de ellas, one of those is that you no longer have to work on improving yourself. Ya no tiene que usted tratar de transformarse a usted mismo. You know, here we are, what, March? Ya estamos aquí en marzo, and many of us, muchos de nosotros, I'll just speak for myself, we're disappointed, estamos decepcionados porque ni pudimos comenzar las metas que teníamos en enero. You know, many of us, I'll say me. Estoy decepcionado porque I'm a little sad because I didn't even start the resolutions that I wanted to start in January. You know, I didn't even start them. It's not like I just stopped. I never even started. The gospel, el evangelio, no nos dice, it doesn't say, well, just keep trying. Trata. It's not a self-improvement program. No es un programa para transformarnos a nosotros mismos. The pressure is off. Ya no hay presión, amados. En esta relación, in this relationship, you will be changed. Usted va a ser transformado. Caminando con él, walking with him. Sharing your life with him, compartiendo su vida con él, usted va a ser una persona diferente. You will be a different person. And you won't even have to try. Not, I mean, perhaps, but if you have kids, si usted tiene niños, usted sabe, you know, right? Kids change you, and you didn't even ask for that change, right? Los niños los cambian a usted. Y es solamente porque están ahí, and they're simply because they're there. They'll show you things about yourself that maybe you didn't want to see. But they'll change you. Pero los van a cambiar. Un matrimonio, a marriage, those of you guys who are married, ustedes que están casados, ustedes saben que un matrimonio, that a marriage will change you. Lo va a cambiar. And sometimes it's change that you didn't even want. Y a veces es ese cambio que usted ni quería, pero necesita, but you need. You'll find your heart gets softer. Va a encontrar que su corazón es un corazón más tierno. Su corazón va a ser un corazón más abierto. Your heart will be a heart that's more open. You'll find yourself having to forgive. Usted va a encontrarse tratando de perdonar. It's a relationship that changes you. Es una relación que lo cambia a usted. Así es esta relación. This is the sort of relationship. Ese es el tipo de relación que Dios quiere tener, que Dios desea tener con su pueblo. That God desires to have with his people. Es una relación que nos transforma. It's a relationship that transforms us. You had your resolutions. Quizás tenía sus metas al principio del año. Y quizás no las ha logrado. And maybe you have not met them. Perhaps that's a good thing. Quizás es una cosa buena. I think it was Brennan Manning who said, un autor una vez dijo, Brennan Manning dijo, the problem with our ideals, el problema con nuestras metas, is that if we actually reach them, es que si las logramos, we become impossible to live with. Nadie va a querer vivir con nosotros. Perhaps you know that. You know, you accomplished something, usted hizo algo, llegó a una meta. What kind of person did that make you into? ¿Qué tipo de persona lo convirtió? The promise is this. La promesa es esto, amados. La promesa del Evangelio en esta mañana, the promise of the gospel in this morning, is that God is going to change you. Dios lo va a cambiar a usted. Por medio de su perdón, through his forgiveness, in ways that are better than what you desired. En maneras que son mejor de lo que usted deseaba para usted mismo. God knows what he's doing in your life. Dios sabe lo que él está haciendo en su vida, amados. Dios lo está cambiando a usted. God is changing you on this morning. And guess what? ¿Y sabe qué? Even if, aun si usted no se siente como una persona espiritual, even though you don't feel like a spiritual person, aunque usted, even if you don't feel like you love God, aunque usted, quizás dice usted, yo ni siento amor por Dios. Eso no es lo importante. That's not the important thing, beloved. The important thing is the love that God has for you. Lo importante es el amor que Dios tiene para usted. Los pensamientos que Dios tiene para usted. It's the thoughts that God has for you. Did you read the promise? ¿Escuchó ahí la promesa? De los más grandes hasta los más pequeños. From the greatest to the least, God is going to change them. Dios los va a cambiar a ellos. Los más pequeños, the least. If you're here this morning, y usted está aquí en esta mañana, y usted dice, yo soy de los más pequeños, I am of the least. I don't even feel love for God. I forget about God. Se me olvida alabar, se me olvida orar. I forget to pray. This promise is for you. Esta promesa es para usted. Lo que es más importante que su amor para Dios, what's more important than your love for God, es el amor de Dios para usted, is the love of God for you. Más importante que usted camine con Dios, more important than you walking with God, it's that God walks with you, es que Dios camina con usted. Eso es lo importante, esas son las buenas nuevas. This is the good news, beloved. It's that you have a God, es que usted tiene un Dios que lo está cambiando, que lo está perdonando. You have a God who's forgiven you, who is walking with you, who is changing you from the inside out. This is the good news. Estas son las buenas nuevas, amados. Es más que perdón. It's more than forgiveness. It's fellowship. Es amistad. Es compañerismo. It's friendship. It's a relationship that changes you. Es una relación que lo cambia a usted, amados. This is what God promises to do for you. Eso es lo que Dios promete hacer para usted. Eso es lo que está haciendo ahorita. This is what he is doing here. This is what God is always doing. Eso es lo que Dios siempre está haciendo en el mundo. Lo está perdonando. He is forgiving you. He is transforming you. Lo está cambiando en maneras inesperadas. In unimaginable ways. It starts here with the heart. Comienza aquí. Con el corazón. Comienza con el corazón. Begins with the heart. Inside out. Inside out. Perhaps you're here. Quizás usted aquí. Usted necesita ser transformado. You need to be transformed. Maybe you've been forgiven. Quizás usted ha sido perdonado. En esta mañana, la invitación, on this morning, the invitation is to be transformed through his friendship. En esta mañana la invitación es ser transformado por esta amistad. Quizás ustedes de los más pequeños, maybe you're the least spiritual person in this room. Perhaps there's more hope for you. Quizás hay más esperanza para usted que la persona más espiritual en este cuarto, for the most spiritual person here. This promise is for you, from the greatest to the least. Esta promesa es para usted. Los más pequeños a los más grandes. El Señor quiere tener esa relación con usted. The Lord wants to have this relationship, this type of relationship with you. Maybe you need to hear this. Quizás usted necesita escuchar esto. God doesn't just love you. Dios no solamente lo ama. He actually likes you. Dios no solamente lo ama. Lo quiere. I know God loves me. Yo sé que Dios me ama. But I'm not a very likable person. Pero las personas no, como que no me quieren. God likes you too. And wants to be with me. Quiere estar con usted. Dios desea compañerismo con usted. God desires friendship and fellowship with you. And you know what? ¿Y sabe qué? El cambio va a venir. The change will come. But could you open your heart to him this morning? ¿Podría abrir su corazón a él en esta mañana? The change will come. Va a venir el cambio. But this is a new way of working. Esa es una nueva manera de trabajar. No necesita trabajar por amor. You no longer have to work for love. No necesita trabajar por amor. You can work from love. Puede trabajar de amor. Que el amor sea la fuente. That may love be the fountain, the source of everything you do. De todo lo que usted hace en esta mañana. Porque tenemos un Dios, because we have a God who can make it happen. Que lo puede lograr. Thanks be to God. Gracias demos a Dios. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you. Señor, gracias damos por esta promesa, for these promises. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Gracias por tu Hijo Cristo que hace todo esto posible, who makes all of this possible. For on the cross, en la cruz, Señor, aprendemos que no solamente deseas perdonarnos, that you not only want to forgive us, but you want to fellowship. Quieres tener compañerismo con nosotros, con este mundo, with this world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gracias, 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 Señor. Mientras entramos a este momento de alabanza y oración, as we enter into this time of prayer and worship, Lord, may we examine our hearts. Ayúdanos a examinar nuestros corazones y entregarnos a ti and commit ourselves once again to you, Lord. It's in Christ's name we pray. Es en nombre de Cristo Jesús que oramos. Amén.